You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire.
We're joined in studio by AUSA President Alan Shaker. How's it going today, Alan?
Yeah, not too bad. Thanks, Andre.
It's great
to be here.
Good. Thanks for coming into the studio today. So, AUSA has been campaigning to extend half-price public transport for students, as well as free fares for target groups. Why is AUSA throwing its support behind this movement?
So this movement started towards the end of 2021, early 2022. It's part of a national campaign. It started in Wellington at the Victoria University of Wellington, and AUSA joined in support of that. Essentially, why we're supporting it is because we believe access to education and access to quality education on campus and that on-campus experience should be available to all. And we know that the public transport and you know, whether it be accessibility or affordability, it's an issue, and students aren't coming onto campus because of that. And we want all students to be able to come onto the campus and have that campus experience.
You know, bus cancellations and reduced services have been a big problem for the city recently. How have these delays affected students?
Oh, look, absolutely, it's affecting students. I think on my last segment on The Wire a month ago, we spoke about, you know, transport, and since then AUSA has written a letter to the Vice Chancellor. It's been endorsed by the AUSA Student Council. Look, the short answer to that question is it's affecting students. There's massive traffic delays coming into campus if you're driving in. As you mentioned, there's bus cancellations, and then there's a whole affordability issue where it can get quite expensive when you're having to catch multiple buses and multiple trains just to get into the city.
Yeah, absolutely. And also last month we spoke to you about internet access being a problem for students. Do you have any updates on that issue?
Look, it's still an issue. Even now, when there's relatively less students on campus during the break, it's still proving to be an issue. Again, since then, we have written another letter to the Vice-Chancellor and the Provost, Valerie Linton, and that was, again, endorsed by the AUSA Student Council, so endorsed by multiple student leaders from across the campuses. I've had a meeting with the head of platform engineering who sort of explained why the issue is happening and what they're doing in the, in the interim. What I can say is they are doing a lot of work behind the scenes. You know, they're changing access points and they're working around the clock to make sure that things are sorted. But the reality is that things aren't sorted, and as a result, students' teaching and learning is being impacted. As I said last time on The Wire, you know, you can't submit an assignment if you have dodgy Wi-Fi. You can't trust that you can watch your lectures in a quiet space. So while I sympathise and I understand that there is a lot of work being done, the bottom line is students are still suffering, and I think there needs to be immediate action on that.
And, you know, it's mid-semester break at the moment, but there's still assignments due. I imagine you have students that are still coming on campus to get their work done.
Yeah.
Is that an issue for them to get their work done at this point too?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it goes back to if the university wants people and students to come back onto campus in this whole post-COVID strategy, this is one of the barriers to that, because I know students who are personally choosing not to come onto campus. I'll just watch my lecture recordings at home. And again, it's impacting that campus experience, so definitely.
What communication have you had from the university about the issues that you've fronted them about? And have you received any clear input on how they're going to resolve those issues?
We've had prompt responses to both those letters that we sent from the Vice-Chancellor acknowledging it and offering the chance to work together to provide solutions. In terms of the Wi-Fi issue specifically, like I said, I had a meeting with the head of platform engineering who's sort of looking after this whole issue, and he's leading the team behind this. And as I said, he sort of explained what they're doing in the interim, you know, something about IT that goes over my head, but changing access points around campus and you know, all sorts of different immediate solutions. But again, the problem still persists.
And lastly, on some really good exciting news for the University of Auckland, International Week is coming up for AUSA. Can you tell us about this and how Auckland students can get involved?
Yep, absolutely. So really, really excited with the plans for International Week. International Week is one of our one of six themed weeks we have across the year. It was introduced last year by our International Student Officer, Varsha, at the time, and it was a massive success. We partnered with AUT last year on it, and this year we've decided to bring it back again. So that's going to be happening in week 9, and it's a chance for AUSA to work with different cultural groups, different international groups across campus to host events in that week. So stay tuned on our socials for the events and the details behind that. But what I've seen so far is it's going to be a really, really amazing week. And I just, again, want to give a massive shout out to the team, especially our international student officer, Mahek, who's done some amazing work in that area.
Sweet. Thanks so much for joining us in studio, Alan. That was our monthly chat with Alan Shaker, president of the University of Auckland Student Association.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.